Hello, beautiful people. What's going on? So happy Wednesday. My name is Jovi Smith, and it's an honor to be with you guys today. First and foremost, I'm 22, and I guess you can consider me a digital creator. Sometimes I like to sit down and make YouTube videos and just talk about how good God is, and also very open and honest and transparent about how it is sometimes to be a young Christian woman and living for Christ. It gets rough. Promise you, it gets rough. But it's worth it. It really is worth it. So bear with me. Before I start, let me ask you a question. So have you ever heard this slogan or this phrase, when you need something the most, you should give it? For example, if you need a hug, instead of waiting for someone to give it to you, kind of initiate that hug and you run to hug somebody. At the same time, you are making your day for giving someone a hug, because in return, you also feel that embrace. So I say that to say, I need encouragement. I need it so badly. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give the last that I have to you guys today, right? I'm going to give it in a time where I need it the most. Does that make sense? So hopefully you guys are feeling amazing. Hopefully you're feeling blessed. I want to encourage you today to keep going. I know that sounds so cliche, and I promise you I'm going to wrap everything up and allow it to make sense for you in the best way possible. But yeah, just bear with me. Let's have a seat. Let's talk. So the girl that you're listening to tonight or today, whenever you're listening to this, I've been through so much. I've been through so much, and I hate to write it on my forehead. I hate to have it on my chest. I hate for everyone to know what I've been through before they know my name or know who I am, right? But today I'm going to share a little bit about what I've, not necessarily in depth about what I've been through, but kind of like the promise that has kept me going, right? So I pray that you've heard about Jesus Christ before. If you haven't, that's perfectly fine. We're going to get to know him a little bit more today. And why will I be introducing this great man to you? Because he's the reason that I'm pursuing life every single day, that I'm choosing to wake up. Though he wakes me up, but it's also a choice whether or not I want to continue to pursue my day. And we're going to get more into that, okay? So relax with me. Let's get into it. So what keeps me going, trust me, I'm the kind of person that I'm very jovial. My name is Jovia, so I guess that has something to do with it. But I can be really, really sad at times, but you'll never know, right? You'll never know what I'm going through because I don't have it written on my face necessarily. I choose to go to my room or my car to deal with everything that I go through. If that makes any sense. And if you're like me, that's awesome because you can relate to this. But I go through a whole lot on a daily basis, but no one truly knows but besides me and God, because when I'm by myself in my room, he sees me. When I'm driving in my car, crying tears, he sees me, right? And the beauty about that is, though God is the only person seeing me in a lot of these situations, he's the only person that can truly help me. So could you imagine the only person that can see you all the time is the only person that can ultimately love you and help you? That's a 2-for-1 deal. That's an amazing deal. Like, I will take that right now. So that's kind of the privilege that I have. And that's the reason that I keep going, is because no matter what comes my way, no matter what life brings to me, no matter what cards have been thrown at me, you know, the times where I'm crying myself to sleep, or where I feel super sad and I'm like, God, I can't continue. I can just look around and feel, you know, look around and kind of look up and like feel his presence, you know, like, hey, this is an amazing time, because the person that needs to hear you, he's actually constantly around you. You know, he sees everything that you do. He hears everything that you say. And it's like, wow, that's perfect. You don't even have to go too far because he's literally right there. And I thank God for his presence, right? I thank God for his son, Jesus, whom he sent for us. So I'm going to get my notebook. because I really want to talk to you guys today about some things that really kept me going. So while I get to my notes, sit tight. Have you ever fasted before? I don't know if you guys are able to kind of leave it in a chat anywhere, but it could be a rhetorical question. Have you ever fasted before? And if you did, how was that? You know, what did you fast about? What took you to that place where you decided to sacrifice your time or social media or food? Like, what took you to that place where you're like, God, I'm willing to sacrifice? Like, what took you there? So I went on a fast, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, and God revealed a lot to me. God revealed himself a whole lot to me. I went from a person who didn't want to read the Bible at all to finding it as a pleasure and a privilege to have that book in my hand, right? It's like, how did I get this opportunity to have such gems, and how was I granted this wish, you know? And there's a lot that is in the Bible. So tonight I want to read a few to you, kind of like the conditions and the promises. So, you know, like sometimes it's like, if you, for example, let's think. If you plug your headphones in the part that is supposed to at the bottom of your phone, or if you connect your AirPods to the Bluetooth, you will hear music from your device, right? It's like, if you do this, this will happen. So let's play a little game. So if you're close by your Bible, open up to Psalms 34 with me. And I'm going to read some of these conditions and the promises that God has for us, okay? So, one of the verses says, if I seek the Lord, he will hear me and deliver me. If I cry to him, he will hear me and save me from all my troubles. If I fear him, the angels will encamp around me and deliver me. If I trust in him, he will bless me. If I fear him, I will want nothing. If I seek him, I shall not want any good thing. If I am righteous, his eyes are upon me and his ears are open to my cry. And that is so beautiful. It's like God has his promises and the conditions. And trust me, God's condition, it doesn't require a lot. The hardest part of his conditions is literally to open the Bible and read it. And I feel like for me, myself, in honesty, I do want to say I hate reading the Bible, but I had a hard time. And it's until I opened the Bible, I got a chance to see the conditions in God's promises. So I'm going to read a few more before I leave. If I'm righteous, when I cry, the Lord will hear me and deliver me from my troubles. If my heart is broken, the Lord is nigh, which means he's close to me. If my spirit is contrite, which that means kind of feeling guilty or remorse, the Lord will save me. When I'm being righteous, if I'm in pain or suffering, the Lord will deliver me from them all. If I'm a servant of God, the Lord will redeem my soul. He will deliver my soul. And if I trust in God, the Lord will not make me desolate, which means empty or lonely or destructed, right? So if I trust in God, he will not make me empty or lonely. If there's ever a point where you feel desolate, which means empty, lonely, or destruction, if you ever get to a point where you feel that way, all you have to do is trust in God, because he says it in his word. If I trust in God, I will not be. Trust me, God will never lie. He cannot lie. Even if he wanted to, he couldn't. So open your Bible when you get a chance. Spend some time with him. Read his promises and his conditions, right? God will allow you to give him a try. He wants you to choose him. Because it's only until I chose him and I chose to open the Bible to get a chance to read his conditions and his promises, now I'm able to live in that, right? His love is there for you. Cling onto it. His grace is here for us. Use it. So from this day on, I want you to understand that God's love is constantly here for you. Cling to it. Have you ever seen something cling to another? Like, cling, like, literally, like, you cannot detach them, you can't separate it. And that's how much I want you to cling to God's love. And also, His grace is there for you. Use it. Every day, new mercy, grace, right? For example, I heard Pastor Ty Tribbett, he was saying that every morning we wake up, it's like God has put a new glass of mercy in our bedside table, you know? And He wakes us up and He's like, hey, what are we going to do today? Like, how are we going to spend this day? So every morning that you wake up, say, hey, God, thank you so much for waking me up this morning. What are we going to do today? How are we going to conquer the day? How can I please you? How can I show someone about your love? How can I be a good example of you? And if at any point throughout the day, you're not at your best and you do something that God wasn't pleased with, there's a glass of grace and mercy. Say, God, please forgive me. That's why He gives us new mercy every single day. Why? Because we will need it. So be encouraged. Open your Bible when you get a chance. Read His word. You will see His promises and also the conditions, right? God gives us choices. The conditions are the choices, and His promises is what He will give to you. And trust me, if you do these things, He will grant you His promises. And that's a promise. You saw what I did there? It's a pleasure to be here with you guys tonight. My name is Jovia Smith again. You can follow me on IG. Hey, it's Jovia. That's J-O-V-I-A. Or you can see my YouTube channel. Hey, it's Jovia as well. You can come say hi to me. Ask any questions. Once again, it's an honor. God bless you. I love you, but God loves you so much more. And we'll talk soon, all right? Bye-bye.